Avos Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes Vav. This is 4:15, and in Min Mishnayos it's 4:12. Here we meet Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua is the Rabbi Elazar throughout Shas and Mishnayos. If he's not mentioned with whose father was, this is that Rabbi Elazar. This Rabbi Elazar was one of the five of the later pivotal, essential Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who rebuilt things up. He was then, of course, one of the five who got the smicha from Yehuda ben Bava at the end. In the wake of the end of the Hadrianic persecutions over there. Now, very importantly, he was a Rebbe of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah. Okay, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, as a child, was a student of his own father, and later of Rebbe Yehuda Bar Ilai, I'll come to in a moment, the Rebbe Yehuda, but later on he turned to Rebbe Elazar, who perhaps was the greatest of that generation. There are Mishnahs, there's Chazals that support that he was in fact the greatest of all of the people of his Talmidim, and he became the Rebbe of Yehuda HaNasi, the author of our Mishnah. So, of course, a very important person in terms of the chain of the Masorah. Now, he says his basic point of his mission is there are various relationships that require some degree of reverence, and since giving someone respect, revering them, requires you to defer to them, and you know sometimes to subordinate yourself to them. So that is hard. A person is an ego, and that's very difficult. So although there are different relationships that require, you know, respect, kavod, and yira, nevertheless, it's very difficult, and a person, therefore, is likely to fall short of his obligations. So his point in this mission is sort of to, like, aim high, to aspire, perhaps to focus on, you know, like a maximal approach of how much reverence or respect you're supposed to give, and then at least you'll give what you're supposed to give. So he says as follows: Yehi chavod talmidecha chaviv alecha kishalach. Let the honor that you accord, the respect that you accord your students, be as important to you as your own honor. Obviously, your own honor is important, and therefore, don't give any less to your students. Now, why is that the case? Why are students actually worthy of honor? They're your students, right? They're subordinate to you. But the answer is, I think it's a well-known Chazal, a person that says, Harbe Torah lamadati marabosai, I learned a lot of Torah from my teachers, umbechaverai yoser mehem, and from my colleagues, my friends, I learned even more than from my teachers, umitalmida yoser makulan, and from my students I learned most of all. And this is a very important principle. A teacher needs to realize that he really needs his students, because the students are there essentially to ask questions and poke holes, and they're the sounding board. So when a student asks a question, if a student doesn't understand, it's not the responsibility of the student to understand, it's the responsibility of the teacher to make it clear. So the students allow the Rebbe to, you know, make sure he has things clear. When they ask him questions, it makes him realize he didn't get something quite as he should have, and therefore they're an essential ingredient for him actually coming to master his own Torah, and therefore the students are very important, worthy of kavod. No less than your own. Now there is a pasuk that supports this. The pasuk in Shmos says when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Yoshua, he says, "Bechar lanu anashim betzehi lachem ba'amalek." Choose for us men and go wage war with Amalek. But you see, he says, "Lanu," for us, Moshe Rabbeinu, putting Yoshua, his student, on equal footing with him. Okay, that's number one. Number two, says the Mishnah, is v'chavod chavrecha kamora rabcha. Let your honor for your friend be like your reverence for your teacher, for your Rebbe. So here, there's a chiyuv of kavod, of respect, that applies to every person, but your friend for sure. Whereas the obligation to have mora, reverence, like fear, if you will, translated as, only applies to your teacher. But in any case, the point is that the honor you accord your chaver, your friend, should be no less than the reverence you have for your teacher. You should push it up there. Again, recognizing the importance, the invaluable nature of friends, chaverim. We've talked this before. Oh, chavrus, oh, misusa. A person needs a friend to get through life, to support him, to let him know right from wrong, to give him tochach when he needs it, to be a sounding board, and to give him the support he needs in terms of emotional support. So don't underestimate the importance of giving proper kavod, respect, gravitas to your friend. And finally, he said, "Umora rabacha kamora shamayim." Let your awe, your reverence for your Rebbe, for your teacher, be like your reverence for shamayim, for heaven, for Hashem. This, of course, is based on the pasuk, the obligation to have your shamayim and also to have not in addition to Yir Shamayim, but also fear of Talmid Chachamim, reverence for them, is the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and the word Es comes to add Talmid Chachamim. So there's an obligation to have reverence for one's teacher, Talmid Chacham, which is associated with sort of almost tantamount to his obligation for Yiras Hashem.